This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. If you want to be the best in your field, you have to learn from the masters. Well, if you're an aspiring professional wrestler, head for the small town of Eldon, Missouri. That's where wrestling legend Handsome Harley Race lives and works. And people come from as far away as Europe to receive his wisdom. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has this report.
Cars and people are pretty sparse on South Maple, the main street in Eldon's quiet little business district. It seems an unlikely spot for a mecca of ritualized violence. But after work each night, muscular men gather at a storefront under a huge sign that reads World League Wrestling, the Harley Race Wrestling Academy. Two hefty rural guys taunt each other and grapple in a 50-year-old ring set up in the middle of this old, unair-conditioned brick building. Above them, a big glass case holds a purple crown, a leopard fur-trimmed robe, and huge trophies. The walls are lined with pictures, newspaper stories, and title belts, all memorabilia from the long career of Handsome Harley Race.
No, I used to say I'm the greatest wrestler on the face of God's green earth. And for a number of years, they may not have liked it, but they couldn't disagree with it.
Race won the Professional Wrestling World Championship 8 times in the mid-70s and 80s. A bold, legendarily tough, brutal combatant. Race was cast in this melodramatic world as a bad guy, a villain. For nearly 40 years, he battled the likes of Crusher Lazowski, Hulk Hogan, and Andre the Giant. 10 years ago, a serious car wreck ended his career. Now, at 62, he's scarred, stooped, and hobbled. A fatherly man who chain-smokes Marlboros and teaches his students to hurt their opponents carefully.
You're the other guy's caretaker. You can make it look as good as you can possibly make it look, but you're trying not to hurt somebody. Physically maim them. That's why I'm such a stippler on cardio.
Back up, jumping jacks. Come on. Come on, Anthony.
As Race dabs sweat from his broad, tattooed forearms, two wannabe wrestlers go through the cardio portion of a tryout. One of them nearly throws up in the process.
Just dizzy. My legs are woozy. I don't think I'm going to be able to hop up and down like that.
Race says the vigorous workouts and bruising repetitive drills give his students substance that flashier modern wrestlers sometimes lack.
And it goes right back to the basics, shut up and wrestle.
This advice may go against the grain, but one of Race's graduates has just ascended to professional wrestling's highest level. Trevor Rhodes recently signed a 3-year contract with World Wrestling Entertainment, performing as Trevor Murdoch. The windfall allows him to drive a new SUV and to rent a ranch-style house in Eldon.
It's got cabinets, where our last house didn't have a lot of cabinets. Just a whole lot nicer house, 3 bedrooms.
At 6'4", 250 pounds, Rhodes describes himself as a bulky, old-school wrestler, unlike the chiseled bodybuilder types who dominate the business these days. He says his advantage is solid training and a well-honed talent for controlling a crowd, especially at crucial turning points, like when the bad guy in a match delivers just one too many merciless, cheap shots to the good guy's body.
And then that good guy, he's just had enough. He's had a gut full, you know, and he's fighting back. And those people are just, they're just coming with you. You know what I'm saying? They're almost like putting their hands on your back and they're pushing you up. And you hear them, and it's not just one. There's 10, there's 20, there's 30. Now there's 500 people going, come on, Trevor, come on, get up, get up. And when you do, and you start to fight back, the place goes nuts.
Rhodes spent 8 years wrestling in small-town venues like that one. Now that he's made the big time, he says he's more determined than ever.
I'm here, and I'm going to kick the door down, I'm going to make me some money, and I'm going to have these people know that I was trained by Harley Race.
Race likes to say that the odds of one of his students matching his success and conquering pro wrestling in this glitzy modern era are slim and none, and Slim just left town. Still, this patron of the sport is happy to give his disciples a solid foundation in the tough, gritty business of old-school wrestling. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.